Oh, for the olden days of presidential politics, when foreign policy lines were drawn clearly and sharply, and you took your pick.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
During World War II, you were an isolationist or you were an internationalist. During the Cold War and the Vietnam War, you were a hawk or you were a dove. In the Nixon-Kennedy encounter, the mother of all television debates, it was who would brandish more intercontinental missiles in Khrushchev's face. All gone now, as evidenced in the recent exchange between Senators Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton about who was willing to talk peace with unfriendly leaders during their first term in the White House. It was an innocent-sounding question delivered from a YouTube video during the Charleston debate, but it may be the best-remembered exchange of the Democratic campaign so far. Obama said he was willing to talk to unfriendly countries because it's ridiculous to act as though not talking is punishment. Senator Clinton, perceiving an opportunity, said that she would not promise any first-year summits with unfriendly leaders because she didn't want to be used for propaganda purposes. Obama got more applause in the auditorium, but opinion polls indicated that Clinton had managed to frame the issue as freshness versus experience, and experience had more takers among the American public. Obama then sought to emphasize his toughness in a speech shifting emphasis from the Iraq War to a broader fight against Islamic extremism. He said he would send American forces into Pakistan if necessary to deal with a terrorist threat if Pakistan's President Musharraf failed to take adequate measures. This presented a new wrinkle in the peacenik versus tough guy argument. In opposing the Iraq War, Obama wasn't being a softy. He wasn't against fighting. He just wanted to fight some other place, Afghanistan for one, maybe Pakistan. What complicates the debate about the use of force is that global terrorism presents no clear boundaries such as the Maginot Line or the Iron Curtain. It was certainly a lot easier to follow the argument when there were hawks and doves. This is Daniel Shore.
You're listening to NPR News.